to know the artist behind the epic melodies, songs, and beats. Celebrating the best new music from around the world. This is the A State of Trance podcast.
Hey, what's up? My name is Ruben Ronde and welcome to a brand new A State of Trance podcast. And it's time to get some healing because last month, my heart was broken by someone from Serbia because Dusan Tadic left to Galatasaray or to Turkey. I don't know which team, Fenerbahce, call them. Anyway, there's someone in the studio right now that's also from Serbia, Attila, aka Space Motion.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, man?
Perfect.
Do you know Dusan Tadic?
No.
No? It's a football player from Serbia?
No, I don't follow the football.
Unbelievable. One of the biggest players.
I don't
players
have time. Ever.
No, I understand. Okay. Well, first of all, welcome. Thank you for coming to the studio. You played a fantastic mix in the summer session. So 1 hour of brand new music and some IDs as well.
Yes.
Awesome, man. Well, I want to talk to you about the beginning of Space Motion. I have some questions from the fans and want to talk to you also about what you're going to do in the future. So we're going to start at the very, very beginning, as always.
Okay.
How did you fall in love with dance music?
Dance music. I fell in love because before my father buying the vinyls, I was listening to vinyl with him.
Okay.
And then Italo
he bought
disco.
Dance music vinyls?
Vinyls Italo in general? Disco. Italo okay, disco. Yeah. Was, yeah. And then he go to the tape, we was recording the tapes after, you know, and slowly I wanted to play on the birthdays, you know, like I want to show something new, what my father found the track to show to my friends.
Yeah.
And like this, I realized I love to play the music. And with the 14, I already start to produce the music. I already SoundForge installed the SoundForge 4, 5, 6, and Fruity Loops.
So you started making music when you were 14?
Yeah. And then it was a Sonar 4, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working in the Cubase.
So you started out when you were 14?
Yes,
you already knew
to produce
music. What what kind of music did you make? Was it also the Italo?
No, it was a Psytrance.
Psytrance.
After that, I was making a little bit Detroit techno.
Uh-huh.
And with around 20 years when I had, I started to be resident DJ.
Okay.
And the resident DJ for me is the best what I have in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I was 10 years resident DJ and some small club in Serbia. It was club every day working for the students. It received around 80 people.
Yeah.
And this is where I learn a lot about the people, the crowd. Yeah. It's not matter now. It's I play a mainstream or techno, psytrance.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was there. The boss told, okay, you have 5% from the bar. Make me happy. Is when everyone happy. You know, it's.
When you sell a lot of drinks, you're gonna earn some more
exactly,
money.
Exactly, exactly. And because it's a lot of students coming inside, they don't care who's the DJ.
No.
And you need to find out. It's a lot of girls and men. They want the hip hop, R&B, trap, EDM, wherever. You need to follow them because if you don't catch them, they go out to the next club. And this club, that street, is working every day.
Yeah.
And you need, you know, and. Okay, what to do now? Let's go home. They make a mashups, you know, because the other clubs don't have this kind of mashups. Make a track shorter to two minutes, one drop, next track. Okay, now we are too much in one BPM. Let's go to the drum and bass. Let's see how the people catch this. And this is where you learn the people, the crowd.
Yeah.
And still now when I'm going to play, I don't prepare the set. I look in the crowd. I want to feel them.
Yeah.
Around when I play, I would love to people be around me like a ballroom.
Yeah.
And then I feel the
you
energy.
You feel the energy of the people around you moving or...
Exactly. And when I'm making music, I'm not like I'm like melodic techno or progressive house. No, sometimes I feel like I want Afro house, the tribal moments. Also, I put in melodic techno. When I start like a old school from starting the warm up and... Yeah. To build up the tempo.
So basically, whole night of music.
Exactly.
Because that's what you did also when you were...
Resident DJ, yes.
Yeah, Resident DJ. Was this in Novi Sad also?
Novi Sad, yeah. The Cuba Libre club.
Cuba Libre. Yeah, Cuba does Libre. It still exist?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was there working there 10 years.
Wow. And the people still working there are the same people there?
Yes.
Are they proud of you that you're rocking it right now all over the world?
Yes, of course.
That's a good story, man. So that's how you learn how to read a crowd. Of course, you played there for 10 years. And then the moment started, I guess you were not Space Motion yet. You were DJing on a different name maybe? Or
no, it was Space Motion. Motion. Yes,
it's already Space Motion.
Yeah, from the beginning, from the Psytrance for 14.
Okay. how did you get from becoming a resident DJ to where you are right now? What was the step that you were like, okay, let's see what else is there besides the Cuba Libre here in Novi Sad. Let's see what else is out there.
How I decide to go out?
Yeah.
It's, in the beginning, I was like a Psytrance and I was like a bit, playing with Effect Mushroom, Asterix, all these people. But
yeah,
when you need to live, you cannot earn a lot of money because the gigs in Serbia with the Psytrance is not so big.
No.
And then you need to put the ego from the side and tell, okay, if you love the music, you love everything.
Yeah.
And then I start to learning the mainstream, the hip hop, R&B, all these genres, and to play the learning. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be, no, I just play like a one kind of the genre.
Yeah.
No, I want to learn everything. And when I have a lot of knowledge, and I will decide what I will do.
Okay.
And after 10 years of the resident DJ, I decided to be like, to make something my, like, groovy, but still emotions.
Yeah.
Like trancy melodies, but when it's coming to the groove, to make some Afro tribal moments, to push you to dance.
And the first release that you did were with Bonsai, I think?
Yes, Bonsai.
Do you still remember that you were like, okay, now I decided that this is the sound that I want to push, the melodic, but still groovy. You were like, okay, Bonsai is the best fit for this? Or how did it work out to send your first track?
It was super hard because that was the internet dial-up. You know, it's super hard to send the messages.
Yeah.
To it was MySpace that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The top eight friends, that was such a social pressure.
Yeah.
Who are you going to put in your top friends?
Yeah. And then we sent the mails and they told, okay, put the track on the CD and send out this address. It was that time like that, not uploading the V-Transfer.
So then you put it the stuff on the CD, you sent it to them, and then you have to wait.
Yes. And they reply, okay, we will release it, and it's starting to continue.
That's a good story.
Yeah. We was speaking before this about how I found the new music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've never been in Serbia, to be honest. And okay. I don't see a lot of parties happening either, except for Exit. We'll get to there in a little bit also.
Yep.
So for me, it's interesting that how did you find new music? How did you stay up to date with everything that's going on?
Yeah, yeah. First of all, we listen a lot of the radio shows. And because the internet was super low, dial-up, I don't know till today what is that, the Enigma cut. Is some, I don't know, it's people or the company, I don't know. Then I was using DC++. It's some program for the downloading the music.
Yeah.
Torrent. And I was go to that Enigma and put the all night to downloading the music. And when I wake up, I looking, he literally take all the mixes in the world.
Yeah.
And cut every track and put the name of the track.
Yeah.
It's release and unrelease. He don't care. He just cut and you have like a separate track.
Yeah.
And then you listen what is good, what is actually, you know. And then you're trying to find this track. If you don't find this track, okay, you still knew what's coming out.
Yeah. So that's how you got to know certain artists or certain songs. And
yeah, like from Armin, like Markus Schulz had the show, Kalkos had the show, Asterix, all the genres. I was looking the radio shows and listened through the Enigma cut.
So we listened to the music through Enigma cut.
Yeah.
I actually, now that you mentioned it, I think I also had one of the Enigma cuts also, because it's true what you say. Like there was a lot of tunes back then. They didn't get released until like maybe a year later or something like that. So the only way to listen to those tunes, because YouTube was not really there either.
Yeah.
Was the only way was going through there.
Yeah. I don't know till today what was that.
So if Enigma Cut is listening to this,
cut this.
Thank you. Yeah, cut this out and put it on your torrents.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you started releasing music first with Bonsai. You release a lot of music, like a lot of music. Yeah. So I guess that was the moment in 2018 that you started your own label.
Yes.
Was that because that you released a lot of music, or was it just because you want to take your own step into it?
It was my decision to open my label because I was waiting too much. Solomon and all these people was playing my tracks.
Yeah.
all the time, and I didn't get any reply. I see when they open my SoundCloud and they're downloading, and I see that the stories, the people he playing actually on the on the Pasha Ibiza and on High and everywhere on the festivals, but I didn't get the replies. I didn't know what to do. And then I decide, okay, I don't want anymore to wait 2 years, 1 year to Dynamic or Afterlife, whatever. Okay, let's open my label and start from the beginning. And the time, 2 years, I was waiting, I had like 20 tracks unreleased. let's make every month one release and learn how to promote, how to make promotions, which YouTube channel is a big YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You give them the rights to upload and the Spotify and so on.
So it was basically a challenge to yourself, like, hey, can I do this as well?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't want to wait around for all these people to release my... Well, it's a very familiar sound. I know what it feels like. But that's a different story. Yeah. So you started out, was it harder work than you thought, or how does it go right now?
Because you're 5 years later. If you love something, nothing is hard, you know?
Yeah.
Sitting and just exploring and about... my wife is helping me a lot about designs and...
Yeah.
Now we know everything, you know, and this, after 2 years of the releasing my tracks, I was top 3 label on the Beatport.
Wow.
Yeah, just with my tracks. Yeah. I don't have any, just I have a collaboration and my tracks. I don't have any other artists on my label because I have all the time my new tracks.
Yeah.
I don't have free slot for the other artists. And then the Beatport told me, okay, because you was hype on the hype, is hype, it's mean... You're like a new label.
Yeah.
And they told, okay, you have too much sales. You are not anymore in hype. Now you're in a major label. I thought, okay, no problem. Let's continue.
Did you ever expect that it was going to blow up like that?
No.
Because I guess a lot of artists, they think like, we need a push from a big label to get in there. But it's...
I don't think so. Now, independently, you can do, I think, more than... with a major label.
And the, like you said, the music that you release on labels, mainly your own stuff?
Yes.
Is that a decision by yourself, or is it just because you don't get a lot of demos in, or is it just that you want to focus on yourself?
It's my decision, because it will be too much selfish from my side if I take some good tracks and I don't spend the time like for my tracks for the promoting.
Yeah.
It's too much selfish. Because I will not help to that people.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin their tracks.
Because it's not your own track, so you feel that...
I don't have time to focus on them.
Yeah.
Because I'm making my music, I have merchandise, I have visuals, traveling, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just don't have time to focus on other artists.
Is that something that you aspire to do in the future? That you maybe make your team bigger and get...
Maybe yes. If I find the right people, yes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I also know how that feels. Hey, so Space Motion, the label is going very well. It's popping off everywhere. Mostly your own music. In the meantime, you also release music on Iconic as well.
Yes.
Why did you decide to not release those kind of releases on your label as well and still work with Iconic?
Because Iconic have the connection with the Depeche Mode.
Okay.
And they get the clearance.
Ah. There you go. Yes. Well, that's the answer that I needed. That's the easy answer. But okay, that makes sense. Because you like to rework tracks. Because when I listen to your sets...
This is coming from the resident DJs. You know?
Yeah.
You want to play something what everyone knows, but on your style.
Ah.
And then you make a lot of remixes or bootlegs or whatever.
Yeah, because you did how do you say it?
Game Master?
Game Master, sorry.
Yeah.
You did Game Master and you did As the Rush Comes recently as well.
It's my favorite tracks.
And did those tracks start as a bootleg, or were you approached to...
No, I go directly. I will make the remix. If they give me the rights to release, I will release it. If not, I will play for my set.
Yeah, then it's just something unique for your own sets.
Still, I have a lot of... I have like... I don't know if we'll release or not the remix of the Coca-Cola of... Camel Fat.
Mm-hmm.
I have the remix of the Rumble of the Skrillex, Fred Again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I also have this, and I have a lot of the secret weapons.
Yeah. But I guess you want to keep those secrets for a long time for your own sets until you start releasing them, because I think As the Rush Comes, I even had it. I think I downloaded it from releasepromo.com.
Yeah.
I think I played it for 2 years and then it was only released.
Yes, too long.
too long.
Yeah, because it's
but still
not on
was
my
fresh.
Label. Yes.
It was still
fresh,
good though, yeah. To be honest. So now I want to start a little bit looking at the future because you played a couple of very cool tracks on the State of Trance that are not released yet. One thing I really want to highlight is the collaboration with Jess.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see that one coming. I was watching your exit set. Yeah. If you want to watch something special, watch the exit set, Space Motion Exit 2023.
Yeah.
Amazing festival in your hometown.
Yeah.
And you played a track, I didn't see it coming, with Jess. Tell us about it.
It's a starting collab because of the motorcycles, the Rascals. Mm-hmm. And my manager Dreams is connecting me with her. He's a good friend of her.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to speaking. Like I told her, listen, all this situation with melodic techno, it's slow BPM of the trance.
It is. Yeah.
It's slow BPM from the trance. Let's make your voice again famous.
Yeah.
Because this is that energy. What is again so popular. And she told, okay, no problem, and let's make something, and we recorded. It was amazing. And then Exit told, let's release like a first tracks for the Exit Festival, because the edition called Universe. Mm-hmm. And we put the lyrics about the universe and everything, and yeah, this is the final results.
I think it's amazing because you're really bridging a gap between all the genres. You already mentioned that you play, like, if you watch your live sets on YouTube, then they're very diverse. You start like with slower stuff, afro. And then in the end, you're pretty much playing banging trance.
Yes, 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 yes. I always doing like that. When it's dark,
yeah.
When it's the morning, like after party of the Exit Festival, I start with afro and finish less melodic, like a progressive house.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of my way.
I think
building up,
and everything just goes back to you being a resident in a
yes,
commercial club,
yes,
because
yes.
You just
always building up the energy.
Yeah, but also reading the crowd and reading
yes.
the energy of, because there's a lot of DJs that just go in there and play the same set wherever they go.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel with your sets they're always different.
Different, yeah. And I have the funny stuff because people coming me from the festival, they don't know where to put me on which stage. Like, okay, you're playing, you have a melodic techno. Do you
yeah.
want to go with like Afterlife or the Dynamic or whatever, or you want to go to Fisher stage with the tech house because I have this kind of
yeah.
techie vibe,
yeah.
or you want to go with the Black Coffee? I tell you, wherever you want, I will go. You know,
because yeah, you will adjust.
Yeah, yeah, and Black Coffee play my tracks, and Fisher play my tracks, and Afterlife, everyone. It's really big spectrum.
But what is your preference? Like, what do you, if you look inside of your own heart, what is your favorite style of music to play?
It's not style. It's more like emotions, like space motion.
Space
like
motion.
Emotion. This is like, I love emotions and groove.
Yeah.
Groove from Detroit techno, that tribal moments.
Yeah.
And good melody. It's not matter on which genre it is. It's
no.
need to move you. And to have emotion.
But how do you make then the decision to which stage that you want to play if they approach you?
I leave that to them.
Okay.
For me, it's easy to manage to go this direction.
You're like,
this.
I don't care. Just
yeah.
put me wherever I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, interesting. Now again, because looking at the genres, what do you think of the current state of everything? Because how I see is that genres are pretty much gone, isn't it? Or is you think it's still there?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's collab with every genre together.
Yeah.
But what I think now, because 124 BPM, it's around 5 years, is like this kind of BPM.
Yeah.
It's now everything going to be a little bit faster
yeah.
again. And this type of dance trends coming back.
Yeah.
That old, like,
the offbeat bass
line, yeah, yes, umba umba.
Yeah, an easy non-stacked synth.
Yes, yes, I think it's coming back, that old dance kind of music.
It's all a cycle and a loop.
Yes, yes,
anyway.
Yes. With a new sound, because I think the people are tired with the new synthesizers, like on melodic techno, and they told, okay, we are tired with this sound, we don't invent nothing, like before with the... dubstep when
yeah.
Skrillex is coming
yeah.
it was like 5 years popular
yeah.
and then they find a new kind of the sound and they move to the melodic, also the afro was here
yeah.
and now this sound is too much over and over.
Yeah.
And now I think they're switching to a little bit faster dance trends and to going to that way.
It's like what Fred Again does in Calvin Harris.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Miracle, yes.
And then coming in the like some poppy vocals, some cheesy Let's Go Milk Ink vocals.
Yes, exactly.
Enigma Cut. Awesome. Wow, that's something. I agree with you. I think there's a lot of those old influences all coming back, and the groove is becoming more important again.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, nice to hear. So let's dive into some of the questions, because there's a lot of questions that were submitted through Instagram. Thank you for all of those. You have to help me out with this one. The Heroi wants to know, will he be remixing Svetlana Raznatovic, the mother of all Serbs? Now, first I need to know, who is Svetlana Raznatovic?
The famous pop singer from the Serbia.
Yeah.
And this guy who sent a message, my friend.
Is it?
Yeah, hey, joking.
Shout out to the Heroi.
Yeah.
But you have to answer the question, when are you going to remix her?
I never remix her.
Ah, come on. I think you should. Like, we have a couple of those folk singers also, like André Hazes. And I guess, I think it should be cool, because your language is a pretty language.
Yeah. No.
Maybe something else.
Yeah, something else.
I see that you're not a big fan of Svetlana Raznatovic. I don't know her, but I know Dusan Tadic, and you don't know Dusan Tadic.
I'll play you later.
Uma LDN wants to know, what is your dream collaboration?
Dream collaboration?
Yes.
It's a hard question.
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking you.
Jean-Michel Jarre.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. Sergio COO1, when are you coming to Barcelona? I don't know if you know that one.
I think I need to ask my manager. Do you know?
Nothing planned as of yet.
Yes.
So if you want to have Space Motion in Barcelona, let us know. There's a partner there that thinks I think you would be fitting perfectly in there. Inno wants to know, how did you become so consistent with the amount of records that you bring out and the level that you keep up?
I love to produce.
Yeah,
it's relaxing me in the plane and when I have a free time, and also it's that 2 years when I was waiting the big labels to answer to me. That 2 years was, I made a lot of tracks.
And you just, still have those.
Still, yeah. It's just continue. Yeah, but approximately I'm making every month one track.
Okay.
Not too much. One track.
That's decent.
Yes.
But I mean, if you do it, I guess that's one of the things that you can say to every up and coming artist, that even though if you hit a period where you're not really productive in making music, you can still maybe make a melody. Or just make a beat or a loop, something like that. And then you can use that a month later or whatever.
But if you don't have inspiration, listen to the other sets, old sets.
Enigma Cut.
Enigma Cut. And you can go to the back catalog and listen. Sometimes I have an inspiration from some old tracks.
Yeah?
Yes. Like an inspiration I had from the Twisted Voice. I made from the old track Tarantula.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. I was thinking how he made this effect. Yes. This is kind of the VST, what he used, it's called voice machine.
Okay.
Voice machine. And this voice machine is just working on XP system.
So very old Windows computers.
Yes. Yeah. And I bring home one PC and install XP to install this old VST to get this sound effect. And because of that, I made the track Twisted Voice.
So you had to get a separate computer, download XP, just to run that VST.
Yes.
That's dedication. I mean, it worked out perfectly because that's a big track.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. So if you want to run some old plugins, like I guess what trans people do with Vanguard or something like that.
Yeah, yes.
Just bring back the Vanguard, something like that. JJ Cool wants to know, is there a new album coming soon?
Album, no. My perspective is, album is now not a good idea.
No.
Because everything is super fast.
Yeah, you make 10 tracks, go on. Album.
Yeah,
really.
But people don't have time to listen to these 10 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They will listen 1, 2, 3, and after...
Workouts done. I'm done with my travel.
Cars, the phone always ringing. And he cannot put 1 hour, 30 minutes from the side to listen the full full album.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard.
So for you, you think it's better to just
release
focus
singles
on singles?
EPs, yeah.
And EPs sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, well, that answers the question. I mean, there's enough music of Space Motion right now anyway, so you just make your own playlist and album out of it. Ale Celant wants to know, do you listen to other genres besides what you're making?
Yes, yes, always.
What is the number one played tune on your Spotify right now?
I don't listen to Spotify.
Oh, YouTube. No, I think we're cut.
I really don't have time for the Spotify. But I have some of my collections on the side, like Jean-Michel Jarre, and mm-hmm. this kind of old.
If you sit in the car, you make a road trip.
Yeah.
What is the music that you put on?
It's silence.
Silence.
It's silence. Don't check silence, Delirium. It's silence. Okay. I don't play.
Nothing.
Yeah, resting their ears.
Oh, that's also important.
Yeah, because if you listen every day, like 100, 200 tracks, all the time because I'm searching the new tracks, of course. And you listen 200 tracks in the day with the promos and
that's
everything.
That's impossible. Yeah.
It's when you have time to enjoy to listen the music. It's now hard time when I have free time, then I rest in ears.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Just listen to a lot of talking.
It is a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I go to like a 10 hours trip, podcast. Yes. About UFOs.
Yes. Okay. Which one? Okay. Now we're
Bob Lazar
now we're talking.
Yes.
Which ones do you listen to?
We have some Serbian YouTube channel. It's Balkan UFO, and he explains everything about the aliens, Bob Lazar, the Area 51, and this kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, I have to check that out. Not that I understand it, but
I love this kind
maybe
of
I can
stuff.
Ask Svetlana Raznatovic to translate it for me. Transcyclopedia wants to know, how did you come up with the name Space Motion? Good question.
Exactly. I love this UFO stuff, aliens.
So space.
It's from the space. Yeah. And also the design like from the space.
Mm-hmm.
And emotion is like from emotions or the melodies of the trance melodies. And then I combine this space motion.
Okay. Oh, that's a good answer. Space emotions, basically. Carla Tower wants to know, is there a Latin America tour coming soon? I saw that you were there recently as well.
I was. I think in November I'm going there.
Okay.
I have tour, yes.
Because
October, it's US? Yes, October is US and maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine because South of America is massive for melodic music right now.
Yeah,
Slower stuff, the groovy stuff.
The energy, the feedback of that people is amazing.
Okay, one last thing I want to ask you because I see you and your wife are working very hard on this. It's not even merchandise; I would call it fashion or apparel.
Yeah.
Where did you get that passion from? Like, why do you want to instead of just an easy shirt, you want to make something cool?
Yeah.
Because right now you're wearing something like that.
Yeah. Because why to make easy when you can make it complicated.
Very good answer. We don't need easy things in life.
Yeah, we decided to make our merchandise because we love to design, to make quality t-shirts and designs. And we made kimonos. We start with kimonos, with the Afro House kimonos. And then we switch a little bit to the t-shirts. Now we will go to the hoodies, but it's slowly. It's going slowly because these days it's hard to find.
But you do everything yourself because I saw everything. Some footage that you were packing things up.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, oh.
Yeah, she find the design of the bags, and then we collect them, and everything what we sell is from our hands.
That's
it's
amazing.
Going through our hands.
Yeah. So where can we find the new designs or the new shirts? So
we have the spacemotionmusic.com.
Okay.
And there you can order.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for answering all these questions. I hope you'll be back very soon. Maybe ADE or maybe at one of our events. That would be nice.
Yes.
All right. Well, there he is, Space Motion. Thank you once again.
Thank you for inviting me.
And like said, please check his exit set. It's amazing. Thank you once again for watching. Next time, we're going to be back with a new podcast with our special guest, Marsh. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in. Check all previous episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast portal. A State of Trance Podcast.